All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Welcome in. Friday, December 13th. Welcome. Roberto, I am disappointed. There were a couple of really choice drops that would have made people cringe there, and you decided against it. Very surprising. Very. Also, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
You know, if they wanted to, they could have made Home Alone rated R, okay? This is the holiday season. We're keeping it PG-13 this Christmas.
Can I make a special request off air?
As many as you'd like.
I just think there's...
There's more than the one you're thinking. There's quite a few that would fit in there.
But. I came up with another, but that's okay. Quick note before we jump right in, because we've got something that is both exciting and depressing to talk about. David is wearing a jacket and a winter hat while screening
calls.
It's
not even cold in here.
It's freezing.
You are out of your mind.
There is no heat.
It looks like he's doing the show from outside.
That's how it feels. You
know, David's right. It is a little cold, but to be bundled up that much, I don't know.
No, dude. See, y'all don't understand, okay? First of all, I'm different than you all. That's the first thing. But here's another thing. I'm just coming over being sick last week.
I cannot
afford getting sick again.
I got you.
It's freezing. I feel like there's no heat.
Do you want me to make you sick right now?
Not really. No.
Because here's audio from Mike Lombardi, a little sneak peek of the interview for Game Day Uncensored, which Sully conducted with Mr. Michael Lombardi. Here's audio of Michael Lombardi's opinion on the job security of Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. David now has his face in his hands. That's Mike Lombardi. Rest of the interview will be on Game Day Uncensored. My question to you is, if that is our reality, Lions lose out to finish 3-12-1. And right before, right after the new year, they hold their press conference and Quinn and Patricia are indeed back for next year. What is your reaction to that? And I don't want you to just call up and tell me you'd be angry or call up and tell me you wouldn't care. I want to understand specifically if that happens. Like, if you still care about this team, does it make you not care? Like, if you don't care about this team, would you laugh? Would it generate a humorous response? I have been fearful all fall they were coming back. And I know some guys at the station disagree, and I want them to be right. I mean, Doug Karsh, I've had some fun with Doug about this. Doug is steadfast. He's damn near convinced Patricia is out. He hasn't said he's out, but he's like, I'm telling you, this could and I think is happening. All right? But Mike Lombardi's telling you, oh, no, they're back. They're back. If they bring both these guys back, I think this, and Mike, it's building on yesterday's topic. I think Lion fans right now are at a post-Millen high for apathy. I think more people care less about this team than at any point since Millen. I mean that. Because there's just, we are looking at a GM and a coach that I think a great number of people have no faith in. We're looking at a GM that we don't trust to sign free agents or draft. We're looking at a coach who can't be trusted thus far to fix this defense. And through 2 years, Matt Patricia would have one of the worst records to ever be allowed back for a third year. I mean, you really have to look throughout the history of the National Football League. It's very difficult to get a third year when you win 6-3 games your first 2 years. That's very difficult. Now, if you have the worst team in the league and a number one pick and you start out winning 3 or 4 and you win 6 the next year, you're getting a third year. But amongst guys who have inherited a franchise quarterback, I would argue Matt Patricia has arguably the worst record to get a third year. I would have to go back and do some research. But if Mike Lombardi's right and they're both coming back, I actually think that's the breaking point for this fan base. I really do. I think it's where the Lions fall into Red Wing, Piston, Tiger category, where we go into the spring despite having a big draft pick and more people just say, I don't care because I don't trust the guy drafting him and I don't trust the guy coaching him. 248-539-9797. I want to start with that. Sully talked to Lombardi. Lombardi offered the opinion. Here we are. And mind you, no one has said a peep. Nothing has emanated from Rotunda Drive. Nothing. Nothing. No one has intimated that they are or are not coming back. It has been radio silent. This is the time of year where things would begin to come out. And it's been absolute quiet. So Lombardi offers that opinion, basing it off of who owns the team. You tell me what you want to do with it. I personally think if you care about this team, but you're teetering, this puts you over the edge. It puts you over the edge where you go, you know what? Enough. Enough. If you already are emotionally out, well, then you don't count because you're out. I think you just point and laugh like Milhouse. But if you're truly passionate about this team, which I think is a dying breed, but if you're truly passionate about this team and you find out Quinn and Patricia are coming back, boy, I'd love to know that response. 248-539-9797. Mikey, go ahead. We'll go to the guy not wearing a jacket, a hat, and gloves.
Yes, just a shirt, long-sleeve shirt. Mike, when you say the apathy thing, here's what I believe, I'll give you an example, is the more common response when people hear this audio and when people hear, hey, they're going to be back for year three. I think the more common response is, you know what, whatever, dude, this is a joke. It's more of that than it is, oh my God, I can't believe they're back for year three. Like the passion thing that you mentioned.
Correct.
It's more of people just kind of throwing their hands up and saying, you know what, F this. This organization has no clue what they're doing. If they're bringing these guys back for year three, this is a joke to me.
And if I'm misrepresenting you as a fan, call and tell me. I don't want to make a misrepresentation, a gross misrepresentation of the Lion fan base. But as I said on yesterday's show, my job is to understand my customers. You are my customers. My job is to talk about the things that you do care about. Okay? I truly think the Lions have put out a product, a very specific product that is generating apathy. Where you're not angry anymore, you've just given up. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not. I'd much rather you go to those lengths than still paint your face and be in that stadium. But if these two are coming back, I wonder the damage it will do. Because the offseason is big business. The offseason is kind of the Super Bowl when you're not competing for one. And I know as a radio show, if these two are coming back, we'll end up doing less football. I understand your response will be less. It's just a strange place to be. Because if you're bad, you're selling hope. If you're good, you're selling results. If you're the Lions, I don't know what you're selling. Because the hope is like a plant that hasn't been watered. That's dying. You have a defensive coach who can't produce a defense. You have a Patriot GM who can't draft high-level players. And the results, you can't sell. It's an empty pot. The Lions are in such a strange place in the National Football League. They really, really are. You don't have some new quarterback that's going to change everything, or a new coach or new GM. And yet, you're not winning. It is one of the more bizarre places that any franchise is in. I mean, I would argue as bad as the Cincinnati Bengals are, they will sell the number one pick, the drafting of Joe Burrow, and a bright future. They'll sell that. And you can, for a couple of years, believe in it. Let's say the Giants, you know, fire Gettleman and Shurmur and get Chase Young. Daniel Jones is your offensive building block. Chase Young is your defensive. And we're selling new ideas. And Saquon Barkley. Like, you can at least go, okay. But the Lions, I don't know what you're selling. Because you got rid of a guy who was winning, demanded more, gave less. And now, if they're both coming back, as someone who has to sell a product to customers, I don't know what you're selling. I can't sell people hope, and I can't sell results.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.